This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is always wonderful to have your company as I bring you the Hour One Nugget each and every day. We're looking at drawing close to God. We need, as a body, to draw close to God. It is so, so important. And I believe these scriptures that I'm bringing you day by day are drawing you closer and closer to God. Turn with me in your Bible to 1 John and the first chapter. And we're going to look from verse 8. It says this: if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. That is such an important scripture. That is so vital to our spiritual lives. You see, over the last few days, I've been talking about being humble, having a humble heart, and this is all part of it again. You see, if we claim that we've got no sin, then surely there's no humility in us, because we're nigh on perfect. In actual fact, if we claim we've got no sin, we must be perfect. And I'm pretty sure there was only one perfect human being, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can we be sinless? How on earth can we be sinless? Even Paul, in his letter to the Roman church, the third chapter and verse 23, he declares this. He declares it so strongly when he says, we all sin and we all fall short, because we do. So therefore, if we are sinning and we are falling short, we need to keep a short account. Because if we are sinless, as we think we are, we're fooling ourselves. And we're listening to the lies of the evil one. But there are so many in the Christian life, in the Christian community, that would sit there in judgment and say, oh, that person did such and such. That person there, he's having an affair. That person there, he goes to the gambling shop. He goes to the gambling place every single day. He's in the casino all the time. Point the finger. Pointy, 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 pointy. We're not supposed to be doing that. Because if you think you are high and lifted up and you are pointing your finger at someone else, let me tell you, you're the lowest of the low. There is no way that we are sinless. And I'm pretty sure that as you're listening to this Hour One Nugget, you're agreeing with me on that. There is no way that we are sinless. And if we are not sinless, therefore we are sinners, what have we got to do about it? Sometimes I am pretty sure that we live this life and we don't even realize that we're sinning sometimes. I am certain of that. I feel certain that we go through life many times, oftentimes, and we don't think we've sinned, so there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that we're thinking that we're sinless, but there are some sins that we commit we don't even realize. And then there are some sins that we commit and we know very well that we're sinning. And it's hard. No one ever said the Christian life was going to be easy. But if we do what we say we're going to do, and that is to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and with all our souls and with all our minds, if we are loving God to that extent, and He is loving us in return, then we need to keep short account. God knows your heart. God knows if you are sinning and you don't even realize it. But I really believe this. If you are sinning and you don't know it, and you're keeping your eyes focused on Jesus, you will know it, because He'll let you know. He will convict you of that. He won't condemn you, but He will convict you of that. And He'll say, "Do you think you should have done such and such? Do you think that was right?" And if you feel that voice, if you hear that still small voice telling you there, then surely you know you've sinned. If you are keeping your eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus, then there is no arrogance in you at all. If your eyes are truly fixed on the living Lord, then I know this. Humility will be the watchword in your life. There will be a humble outpouring. All that will come from you will be love and peace and joy. No matter what you're going through. If you're going through a hard time, that should not stop the joy coming from your lips. Why? Because James, in the first chapter and verse 2, says, "Consider it pure joy when you go through trials." And you think, how can I show joy when I'm going through all this pain and this torture? I can show joy because I know and I trust in my Lord. I know that He's listening to me. I know He's on the case. I know He's already told me, "I've got this." I love this word. I love this word so much because it challenges us. Notice I'm saying the word "us," not "you." I'm not saying I love this word because it's challenging you. I'm saying I love this word because it's challenging you and me. I'm being challenged by this word as you are listening to it. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. Beloved, that is what we've got to do. We've got to live in the truth. We haven't got to live in darkness any longer. But, says John in his first letter, but if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to what? To forgive us our sins, and, there's an "and" there, and to cleanse us from all wickedness. What sin is there in your life? I don't need to tell you the sin in your life. I don't need to point that out, although if the Lord felt it necessary, I'm pretty sure that He would tell me. But it's not important what your sin is. It's not important how big your sin is. It's not important how small it is. It is not important. You see, beloved, sin is sin. Someone who commits adultery is sinning. Someone who has murdered someone else is sinning. Someone who is breaking the law on the road when they're driving is sinning. Someone who is addicted is sinning. There is sin and sin and sin. And I want you to look at this. I want you to try and imagine this. I want you to try and imagine a field that is just covered in grass. And that field hasn't been mown for a while. So the grass is quite long, but some of it's short. So if we lie on the ground and we look at the grass and we look at the leaves of grass, we can see that some of them are really tall and some of them are tiny. Imagine that sin. Some of them are really big and some of them are tiny. Now, imagine you've got a drone and you're looking down at that particular field of grass. What you see is a field of grass that is green. If that grass is sin, then God Almighty Himself is looking down and looking at that field of green. He can't see how small one sin is, how big another sin is. What He sees is a field of sin. He's not interested in how big or how small that sin is. What He's interested is you confessing your sin and getting rid of it. That's the important thing. If we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. First of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 30 seconds right now to pray to Almighty God and say, Lord, here are my sins. Just say them out loud or in your head, wherever you happen to be. And I'm going to give you some time to do that right now. With that done, we can now say, Father, forgive us of the sin in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for convicting us and allowing us to wash ourselves clean by the blood of the Lamb. Heavenly Father, as your word in John says, but if we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that right now you would cleanse us from all wickedness, all things that are not of you. Cleanse us, Lord God, I pray. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing for us. And Lord, as always, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, this helps us to draw close to him. This helps us to be one with the Savior. This helps us to travel this road. In the name of Jesus.